broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live from the Republican National Convention for the fifth day in a row. Wow, the convention's virtually over. We're taking off today. Everybody's leaving. But we do have one more day to broadcast live. We've got a star-studded broadcast just for you today. Incredible commentary, incredible interviews, and a whole lot more, ladies and gentlemen. This is indeed the broadcast for July 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour one of two, and our goal always, steady as a rock, to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the checks and balances put together by our founders for our solutions. That's why we do not need a revolution. We do need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, ladies and gentlemen. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday, and we are live from Cleveland, Ohio. The Republican National Convention last night was incredible, to say the least. Very interesting. We've got analysis and breakdown as we go forward. Now, the mainstream press running around calling me now a white supremacist and a racist. They've lost their marbles. The more desperate they get as the new media takes center stage, the more they lie and deceive, the more they just simply cannot deal with the truth. The truth is we stand for special privileges for none, equality for all, and that is the simple way we roll. That is America, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, we will get to taking on the mainstream press and their lies next week. But you know what? They don't control our narrative. They never have and they never will. And so we're not just going to respond to them like they control the narrative. We'll talk about their lies and deception. We'll call them and try to straighten out and see if they're willing to listen to the truth. We'll do that later. But for now, we want to cover the convention. We want to cover the incredible interviews that we've done. And I challenge anybody to look at all the interviews that we've really done over the last several days, all 5 days plus of Liberty Roundtable Live coverage of the RNC. And you tell me how racist or how bigoted or how manipulated it is. It is the most balanced, fair coverage you will get anywhere, bar none. I challenge anyone, anytime, anywhere about that. Because I'm telling you, we even talked to people who would never, ever get covered by the mainstream press. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. The first interview is a talk show host by the name of Chad Adams that we did from North Carolina. He does his own credible talk show. You'll hear that. But we talked about the bathroom policies and where they really started, this transgender bathroom weird stuff where men go into women's bathrooms. Y'all think the federal government came up with it, but it isn't true. Details from Chad now.
Chad Adams, current talk show host, ladies and gentlemen, a former
County Commissioner
in North Carolina.
Yes.
And now you're a talk show host, and you know, you got this interesting bathroom policy. I go downstairs though, and they got those male and female bathrooms over there.
Yeah, well, yes, we do. But you know, the interesting thing about this bathroom law in North Carolina is the Charlotte ordinance that started all this actually told companies how they had to configure bathrooms. That was changed. Now a business can configure their bathrooms any way they want to, but there were discrimination issues, so this is kind of, from a social standpoint, been very, very confusing to most of our residents and the rest of the country.
Why on earth would they start out with something like that? You usually expect those kind of edicts on the federal level, but really it started locally and then just kind of went viral?
It did. It started in Charlotte, went to the state, and then the federal government decided to jump in. The Obama administration jumped into this, and now it's kind of a national issue. We see these transgender issues being discussed across the country now, and it affects a very, very small minority of a minority group of individuals, but this is actually a huge issue for some reason.
Why do they think they can make edicts like that on the local level, but it's not fine for the federal to do it? I say none of them have the authority to do it.
That's a very interesting point. And we are not a home rule state. We are a constitution. The legislature can actually decide not even to have a city or a given county. So this was an interesting push by Charlotte. This is similar to what happened in Houston, Texas. But in Houston, the citizens rose up and overturned it, even though the city council didn't want it to be overturned. In North Carolina, the legislature stepped in, had a special session. passed the House Bill 2, which is the transgender bathroom issue, but in many ways became very controversial at the national level.
Where does the battle go now?
I think the battle's in the courts. Certainly, North Carolina governor stood up to the federal overreach saying, you know, this is really us. This is a state's rights issue. We should have the right to do this. The schools were dealing with this issue very privately. Now, it's a very public issue that is very confusing to many people.
What about the point that, you know what, they've had family bathrooms for years, handicap bathrooms or family bathrooms, and really that doesn't debate on the gender issue at all. It's an honest family scenario. This is all designed to pit people against each other. What do you say?
This is an agenda. There is no doubt this is an agenda driven by a small group of people to drive a wedge into the conservatives, into the Republicans, to try to make them look like they are bigoted, racist, homophobes. This is the continuation of that agenda being perpetrated. This is a non-issue. It wasn't an issue in North Carolina. It never has been. This is something that a specific group of people has tried to push, and with some success now in North Carolina.
Tell me more about your show.
The Chad Adams Show, chadadamsshow.com. We are broadcast on terrestrial stations from the Charlotte area up through Greensboro. We also are online at chadadamsshow.com. Our Facebook is out there, and we have an app for both Droid and Apple. Any device you've got, we have our app, The Chad Adams Show.
Who syndicates your show?
No, we are an independent. We are an independent show that we have through Red Wolf Public Sector, and so that is part of what we do.
All right, what do you think of the convention? Just your kind of take, what's the most important piece, and what do you think will happen tonight?
I think the degree to which the Republicans are trying to get themselves together, even with the discomfort of Trump, trying to get people together and say, look at the importance of the Supreme Court. Look at the importance of the conservative agenda that's been adopted on the platform, and trying to bring people together. Ted Cruz notwithstanding, I think there's a great deal of the party that has come together. It's going to be interesting to see what happens this evening.
Thanks, Chad.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Chad Adams, ladies and gentlemen, incredible interview. He says they're trying to race bait and manipulate. He's caught them, called a halt to their con game. Now Sam Bushman and James Edwards jump over and interview incredible, well-known commentator Ann Coulter.
All right. Hi, Sam Bushman here live. We've got Ann Coulter with us, James Edwards and Sam Bushman doing the interview here. Ann, so interestingly enough, we've watched and read your columns and talked about them on the air for years.
Excellent. You're very wise people.
Quick question for you, though. You've been kind of down on Pence being the VP pick. Why?
That was before he was the actual vice presidential pick. That's when he was the rumored vice presidential pick. My position is, as when one of your friends gets engaged to a loser, you can attack and attack and attack during the engagement. Once they walk down the aisle, you have to zip your lip, and that's basically what I'm doing with Pence. I wanted Kris Kobach. I mean, that is an easier way to explain it. And if you don't know Kris Kobach, look him up, because now I'm hoping to have him be Director of Homeland Security. He is magnificent.
Not Pat Buchanan, huh?
Hey, I got my start with Pat, so you can't go too far to the right for me. But I would ask you this. When Trump descended from that escalator about a year ago.
Yep.
You were one of the first to get on it. We were doing it too. You got a little more press than we did. But do you take a sense of ownership in what's happening tonight?
I take a sense of ownership in the fact that he read Adios America. I was trying to get Republican candidates for president. Donors, the Koch brothers, please read this book. I've read Exit to them. I had private conferences with them. Donald Trump saw my interview with Jorge Ramos a week before Adios America came out. I'm on my way to the Miami airport, get an email from him saying, can I have a copy of your book overnighted to me? And that all came out in that June 16th speech. That's where I got that spicy stuff about Mexican rapists.
He used it. He used it. I'll tell you, this is a great shift for the Republic. This will be the first Republican I voted for. I voted for Pat in 2000. I went conservative ever since, conservative third party. I like the nationalism. I like the populism. I like America First. All that's great. And I think our mutual friend Peter Brimelow is happy about this, too. And I know Peter's in town.
Yes, and by the way, I see it looks like people are getting impatient here. I want to say the next book, just turned in the last edits, out August 23rd, is called In Trump We Trust, E Pluribus Awesome.
Last word, Sam?
Quick question. Do you think that Donald Trump is going to unify the night? Any predictions on any unique things that happen at his speech or on the final night, number one? Number two, Do you think Hillary's going to end up in prison?
No. Democrats don't go after Democrats. But it doesn't matter. As long as she's not president, I'm glad that she wasn't indicted because I wanted her to be the one Trump ran against. I want to beat her fair and square.
What about tonight?
I think it's going to be great. It's the most important night of the convention.
Any predictions of any unique things to happen?
The unique thing to happen is August 23rd in Trump We Trust E Pluribus Awesome.
Thanks, Ann.
Thank you.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Two incredible interviews. Chad Adams and Ann Coulter breaking it down. They call Ann Coulter a racist, too, because she dares to defend the border and wants to have accountability as Trump and as many of us do. There's a difference between illegal and legal immigration, ladies and gentlemen. A big difference. I even went to, and you guys will hear this interview later, I even went to Univision and said, hey, is Trump a racist? And they came back and said, we don't think so. So why is the mainstream press calling Donald Trump a racist when Univision, one of the greatest news organizations for the Latino people in America today, says they don't think so? Because they're race baiting thugs, that's why. Because the mainstream press has a clear manipulative agenda. And we don't accept it. We reject it. And we're taking them on at every turn, ladies and gentlemen, right here live from the National Republican Convention in Cleveland, Ohio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby on your radio. We're live from the Republican National Convention still, and we're running through some incredible interviews. The bottom line is, the mainstream press, and everybody knows that, you know what? You got a bunch of government racists out there with the mainstream press and everybody. They don't tell the truth. They're desperate. But my buddy, James Edwards, with the Political Cesspool radio program syndicated by Liberty News Radio, interviewed a guy by the name of Joe Kubisco. And Joe is an incredible gentleman, well-known actor, and does his own talk show now as well. James?
Well, folks, yet another treat. The one and only, the legendary Joe Piscopo. Joe, you just don't know who you're going to run into at RNC 2016. How are you?
Good, man. They grabbed me. They said, I got to go talk to James. I said, here I am, live and in person, man. How are you?
I appreciate you walking down to see me. I'm doing great. I'm better after last night when it became official that Donald Trump is the man to make America great again.
Well, it was so moving. It was so, the way Junior did it was so moving. Tears in his eyes. You know what? Tears in all of our eyes. And whether you're a Democrat, you're independent, whatever you are, you had to love that moment.
I said this to a previous guest a few minutes ago. If for no other reason, if you're on the fence, to know that this is a legitimate family. This isn't a stage-managed political family. These people have love for their father.
Yep.
They are out there fighting for him.
Yep.
They're taking arrows. They're battling the media.
Yep. Yep.
And it is, I have two children. I come from a great family with wonderful parents and grandparents. To me, that is extremely moving.
It really
Politics
is.
Aside, that means something.
You know what? And then Melania, man, I'll tell you, she was brilliant. She was on the money, on her game. And I've known Mr. Trump and see Melania at events, SNL 40, nonprofit events. Very nice. Very grounded. You know, when I remember I saw Melania was seated at the SNL event. She elbows Donald, just like a regular couple would do.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Joe, like that. And Donald goes, hey, regular people. And then when she stepped up and did that speech, that was Jackie O quality. Maybe better.
She looked like Jackie O, too.
I'm telling
Not
you.
Bad looking, is she?
Well, but the thing is, she didn't, you know, the way she executed everything. And you're right. The whole...
Classy, elegant, intelligent.
And then when the other side... And listen, I'm a lifelong Dem, now an independent. So I don't have an animus toward anybody. But when you start criticizing and saying plagiarism, you're scared, brother. They're scared. When they saw Melania, and then Don Jr. nails it the next day, you gotta love it.
I wanted Don Jr. for VP, but
yeah,
I guess that ship has sailed. But I tell you what, the media is scared to death. I have never seen so many wild and unbridled accusations of racism and this, that,
sexism,
and the other.
The sexism they're showing toward this girl, to Melania.
Yeah.
You know, and for Hillary's camp to do that, she should be embarrassed. And I'm not a Hillary hater, but they should be embarrassed. They got. What's your game plan, man? You're going to just attack the other side? Come on. And you know what? They should let, if you like Donald, if you appreciate what's going on, they should just let it happen and celebrate, as we'll do next week in Philadelphia.
Look, it doesn't matter. The American people are celebrating, at least the ones that are going to vote right, in my opinion. And I said this earlier, too. Listen, I've never voted for a Republican candidate before. I didn't vote for the Democrats either. I've voted for third party, but I'm in the fold now, at least for this cycle, probably for the next one, too, because we got to do re-election, and we'll see where it goes from there. But let me ask you this in closing. Single biggest reason you showed up in Cleveland to turn out and show your support for Donald Trump?
Out of respect for my radio audience. We go on every morning, if I may, AM 970, The Answer. You get AM970TheAnswer.com. I got a great team in the morning, Salem Media. They put us in New York. I backed into this radio thing. And then we started doing it, and we started bringing on pertinent, vital people, military people, Colonel Jack Jacobs, and Steve Forbes comes on, and John Bolton comes on, you know, and General Michael Flynn comes on. And these guys all come out, and so we're like, my audience is the pulse of the people. It was my responsibility to get my Jersey butt out here and just to walk the streets, to talk to the law enforcement, to talk to the community, and to get the feel of it. And I'm telling you, I'm so glad I did. I'm on my way over to do some more TV. I'm doing right, we're next to CNN. I'm doing Brooke Baldwin tomorrow. You know what? Let's celebrate it. Don't argue. Don't be divisive. Celebrate the greatness of the United States of America. It's who we are.
We're talking about the people. I think the people's champion emerged from that crowded field in the GOP primary, and he's going to give it his all.
No one could argue with you about that.
Hey, God bless you, Joe Piscopo, everybody.
You,
thank you.
See you, man.
You take care. All right.
There you have it, Joe Piscopo, ladies and gentlemen, hitting it out of the park. He finishes by saying, look, I'm a Democrat, an independent. I'm here for my listeners. He's a talk show host, a well-known gentleman. But he basically said at the end, listen, we need to not argue. We need to not fight. We need to reject this divisiveness. We need to work together and realize that we are America, baby. And you know what? Joe's absolutely on target. The interviewer there, James Edwards, good, honest friend, well-known talk show host in his own right, author of the Racism, Schmacism book, carrying the narrative that the gal on my show made yesterday. Her name is Tracy. She's a black lady, a wonderful lady, stands for the principles of America. She basically said, look, if you're white, they consider you a racist. And if you're black, they consider you a sellout. That's how their narrative is when they can't debate the principles. And you know what? Joe and James nailed that same point. We need to reject the divisive nature and stand together as Americans and solve problems. And anyway, it was a tremendous interview. James Edwards was with us. He's been on Liberty Roundtable Live several times throughout the whole week. James's show tomorrow night, syndicated by Liberty News Radio. To learn more, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. And he's been gathering interviews all week long. You're going to have a barn burner broadcast tomorrow night and probably next week because he's got probably 12, 13 plus interviews. That was just one sampling of what he's done. Just incredible broadcasting, ladies and gentlemen. We were all over the floor. We were live every single day. And I'm telling you, we've done more interviews with more people covering more subjects than anybody there, bar none. I'm telling you, it's been incredible. And James Edwards has some tremendous interviews with some congressmen, some star-studded important people. As you know, he did that Ann Coulter interview with me. We did that one together. Some of them we've done together. Most of them we've done separate. But the cool part about it is both talk show hosts, Sam Bushman, James Edwards, Kirk Crosby, and others, we all have got different content to bring to the table. So when you listen to to James's show tomorrow night, you will hear different interviews, not the same interviews that I've been doing. James, in his own right, has been rocking and rolling and getting interviews left and right as well. And so it's going to be something to behold. I wanted to make that point. Check it out, thepoliticalcesspool.org, available every Saturday night, an award-winning broadcast talking about things that matter, talking about America, talking about white people. Can you do that in America, or are you a racist? I think you can do it, and to call us a racist is an absolute belligerent, out-of-control lie. Every culture should be able to advocate for their heritage, for their roots, for their people, and that doesn't mean hostility to anyone else to do so. Anyway, I even asked Univision, and they don't even think Donald Trump's a racist. I'm going to keep repeating that because it's important to understand. I have an 11-minute interview with one of the L.A. desks of Univision, and they say they don't think Donald's a racist at all, and they believe that Donald can work together with them. They're looking forward to that. And so there's some tremendous things happening, but the mainstream press doesn't tell you anything about it. They just race bait and manipulate and cause trouble everywhere. But their narrative's over, folks. The new media is taking center stage, and what can I say? Except for we're here. We're live at the Republican National Convention, ready to tell a tale of liberty. We're basically going to have 10 hours of broadcasting once we're done today, covering interview after interview after interview, plus the extra interviews that we can bring to the table, plus James Edwards' three-hour show, which will be tomorrow night, starting at 6 o'clock Central Time. You'll hear that live, and there'll be a couple of weeks of interviews there. So we're talking about probably 16 hours of incredible live radio brought to you by three talk show hosts, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, James Edwards. We're making a difference together, ladies and gentlemen. We are. And what we're doing is valuable. What we're doing takes a lot of money. What we're doing requires support. And so if you have the heart, go to libertyroundtable.com, donate today, help us grow, help us cover some of the costs. It's been a tremendous expense, but we felt like it was vital. Making history. Donald Trump becomes the Republican nominee. Donald Trump and criminal Hillary, crooked Hillary, going head-to-head. Where do you stand? What will you do? We'll talk about it, ladies and gentlemen. Live from the Republican National Convention, I'm Sam Bushman for Liberty Roundtable Live, syndicated by Liberty News Radio on your favorite news network refused to use station.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. During final discussions of the 2016 Republican National Platform, Trump campaign representatives pressured the committee into making sure that the platform won't call for giving weapons to Ukraine to fight Russian and rebel forces, contradicting the view of almost all Republican foreign policy leaders in Washington, notes the Washington Post. Campaign chairman Paul Manafort is believed to have played a key role in this development. He has worked as a lobbyist for former Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych, who was supported by Moscow. Non-interventionists have welcomed the Trump campaign's efforts to reduce tensions with Russia and to reduce Washington's role in the Ukrainian conflict. Scott Horton, a law professor and international human rights litigator who has been critical of both the Putin regime and the U.S. military establishment, also welcomes a relaxation of tensions with Russia, but suggests a troubling alternative explanation for the Trump campaign's posture toward Russia. Paul Manafort, Trump's key campaign advisor, previously worked with several different Putinist contenders for power in Ukraine, and by all accounts made an immense amount of money out of it, Horton observes. Now that Trump and his associates have taken over the GOP, the Republican Party suddenly turns 180 degrees in its policy towards Ukraine, embracing the Putin perspective. All of this goes to suggest that the GOP is some woman of loose morals whose national security policies can be bought by pushing the right amount of money at the right key aides. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Gregg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back in July, I'm broadcasting live from the Republican National Convention, in Cleveland, Ohio. Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby. Welcome, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Stan.
You're very welcome. It's been an incredible event so far. We've seen a lot of people. We've walked a lot of miles. We've done a lot of things. This half hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. 877-817-9829. Tell the tale of Libby and do business with the good guys at 877-817-9829. Thepowermall.com. Incredible books, videos, sales, 10% off Humana Foods and more. Thepowermall.com. All right, Kurt, what do you think? I just want to get your analysis as you've been able to kind of unwind. You watched the speech last night, et cetera. What do you think is the most important thing you'd kind of want to bring up, focus on?
Well, when you look at this whole thing, at least to me, it's very difficult to any family person or any, I guess you could almost say, red-blooded American, not to see the distinction between what Donald Trump is saying and what Hillary Clinton, has stood for or what stands for. And so, at least for me, that's the difference there. As I've said in the past, I'll be supporting the Constitution Party candidates, Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley.
As will I, by the way, sir.
The majority of Americans will be given those two choices. You've mentioned the Supreme Court situation, although, it's lucky that you know, at least this whole idea of, well, if you get a Republican, you'll get a lot better Supreme Court than you do a Democrat. You have a hard time, you know, proving that when you really look at what the Republicans have put up in the past. But
amen to that. You're right as rain. And I've made that point, and you made that point several times over the years. Hopefully this could be different, and the list of judges that Donald's put together may be different. But you're right.
Well, it's exactly right. I mean, you can't know for sure what's coming. These whole ideas that we've been working on for years of basically having America be first, it's the idea that most people understand pretty well. You know, if you're going to try to help your neighbor, maybe you're going to help them with their yard or with their roof or something, and yet your yard's a mess and your roof's needing, you know, attention. You're just not in a position to help your neighbor. And, we in America, we have basically sent our trade overseas. We've, outsourced, as they like to call it, our jobs. And we've got massive amounts of welfare where people, are not able to find the jobs that they've had in the past. We've done all those things Now, you could say it was just stupid moves by the politicians, but in my opinion, on purpose, that the insiders of the Kingmen have done those things to bring America's economy down and to purposefully put the American people, in many cases, on the welfare of the gravy train, take away their dignity, drop America's society down, and in effect, make this whole one world order thing, their global idea of some kind of big business area where they can do business all around the world, a reality, it looks to me like, at least, over my lifetime, the first time I've heard of a guy that pretty much, is on the threshold of, I believe, being elected by a landslide, saying these things. In the past, if somebody did it, was Pat Buchanan, maybe Ross Perot, a guy named Bo Gright, a few of those over the years, but typically those folks have not had the limelight. But through the mess that we've been put in over all these years, because of these crazy Kingmen ideas that have given away our fortunes, if you will, we find ourselves in this spot, and the American people, to their credit, are kind of waking up about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kirk Crosby taking off the gloves, nails it once again, as he always does. Donald Trump made this very point you're making last night in his speech. We're going to make America first again, Kurt. He was very clear about that.
Well, and it has to be. I mean, once again, if you're going to try to fix somebody's tire on the side of the road, and you got four flat tires, you're in no shape to fix their tire, But on the other hand, if you got your tires all good and your car's, you're able to reach them, then you can maybe help them with their tire, I mean, that's just the way it works. And in the world, we've got to take care of our country and our people. And I don't mean like give them things, but I do mean like protect their livelihoods by not allowing foreign countries to completely decimate our industries simply because, hey, they subsidize theirs and we basically give away the farm with these crazy trade deals that we've done in the past.
And Donald said, I'm going to renegotiate all those trade deals to make sense for America again. Jobs are going to come back so fast it'll make your head spin, is basically a summary of what he said. It really is the problem we have on the border and the problem we have with trade. It's our policies that do not, in my opinion, put America first.
Yep, that's exactly right. And, it used to be if somebody said that, hey, they just called them, labeled them, as they like to do in the standard media, some kind of a, well, they would call them isolationists. But now, you know, things have gotten so bad that, you know, the American people say, hey, they've seen through that deal, and they, you know, see what's happening, and that's why you got this record number of folks showing up to vote. They're tired of the whole political correctness thing. You know, we hope that we're ready for a new day in America, a return to God, family, country, and the principles that America was founded on. Now, I didn't hear too much about God from Donald Trump, but we hope that he has good advisors and people around him besides his
family. Well, and that's one point when I talked to, who did I talk to? I can't remember. It was one of the Christian leaders, Kurt, but he made that
David
point.
Barton.
He said, listen. Yeah, David Barton, I think it might have been. He basically said, you know what? It's who we need to surround Donald with, and who Donald will let us surround him with, whether it's judges, advisors, et cetera. That's going to be the real tale of who can influence Donald for what. And Donald's willing to listen. Donald's smart as a businessman and willing to turn over to those, turn over the jobs to those who know what they're doing. And Donald made that point last night, too. Hey, I'm going to get the best people to take care of business here. Donald's not even saying he is the best person. He's just saying he knows how to get the best people and get out of their way. You know what? And if we, as David Barton says, if we can really surround Donald with the right people, Kurt, it could be the difference.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's a great point, Sam.
Now, the other interesting thing you mentioned, this political correctness piece, too, they're rejecting it even on the national Republican convention stage. They've done that several times, too. I haven't heard that from the Republicans, but now that's changing, too, Kurt.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, and it seems like the kingmen are kind of running for cover. Now, I'm not telling you they're completely gone, but you know they're under the gun, if you will.
Well, that's because he's the one of the media makes the rules, and the new media is taking center stage. Can I say more?
That's exactly right.
And what do they do when Sam Bushman and James Edwards and Kirk Cosby descend on the National Republican Convention and peacefully advocate for ideas that are common sense that used to be standard in America from the Founding Fathers' time all the way to the 50s? What do they do when we point that history to them? What do they do when we have common sense prevail? What do? They just run around and say racist, bigot, homophobe, and they do all those things. That's all they can do, Kurt. That's all they can do.
That's exactly right, and that old game is kind of, I think it's stopping for them. It's not working anymore, you know?
Well, and the more they show desperation, the more extreme statements they make about us, and people just start to laugh. And when I called that, when I said to that one lady, I said, is Donald a racist? She just laughed. She's like, this is absurd. This is a waste of time. When I asked Univision if Donald was a racist, they're like, no, we don't think so. And, you know, he's worked with all kinds of people in his businesses. I mean, their narrative just starts to fall apart. The more they push, the more extreme they get, the more desperate they become, the more obvious it is. And that's why we got to push harder. Because all they'll do is get more desperate, and they'll just make more mistakes as they go. They're not interested in who, what, when, where, why, and news as we are. They're not interested in solutions. They're not interested in discussing issues. They're not interested in agreeing to disagree agreeably. They're interested in what bleeds.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
North Florida, North America, and YouTube Babylon, are you tired of the direction America is headed?
Yeah!
Are you fed up with all the lies and corruption in government?
Yeah!
Are you tired of the persecution of Christians and other forms of patriots?
Yeah!
Do you want to get involved in the restoration of the Republic but are unsure where to start?
Oh, yeah!
The answers to these questions and more can be found with me, your host, Kevin Blake, Saturday nights, 10 to midnight Central Time on Liberty News Radio for the Restore the Republic show, where I will give you all the information needed to restore the Republic. So, Babylon, grab a chair, drink of choice, and get ready to laugh, or cry, or both. Until then, get comfortably disturbed at the RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. That is RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. See you on Saturdays, Babylon.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items for my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back to the live, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about all the breaks. We'll be talking right into the breaks. I can't hear very well on a cell phone. That's not the port office call. It's me. I'm just a blabbermouth, and I can't help it. Sorry, I'm a talk show host. That's what I do. I'll learn to be more careful is what I'm doing. What I'm telling everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, we had an incredible interview with Congressman Tom Moreno. And Congressman Tom Moreno is from Pennsylvania, and he had some of the most outspoken comments relating to Hillary's criminal activity. And I'm really concerned about this and say we cannot let her lie, perjure herself to Congress and get away with it. Tom Moreno agrees. Tom?
Congressman Tom Moreno, Pennsylvania. What do you think of the Republican convention so far?
This is my first, and I find it absolutely amazing. It's incredibly exciting.
The mainstream press tries to make us believe it's nothing but divisionary. Your comments?
Well, look, at the mainstream press. They're liberals. They want the government to take care of them, the people they have working for them, a lot of them. And so certainly they're not going to tell the truth.
They're saying Donald Trump's a racist. What do you say?
Well, I tell them, look in the dictionary and look up the meaning of the word racist. Because here's what the Democrats do, and here's what the liberal media does. I was a prosecutor for 18 years. When I was in trial and the defense didn't have a good case, they didn't have the facts to argue, they tried to argue the law. When they didn't have the law on their side, they just made things up and lied about it. So that's how much that's pretty much how I equate the media.
Sounds like the Clinton administration. Do they belong in the in prison? Now, I know it's not the Clinton administration now, but it almost seems like they want it again, right?
Well, as a prosecutor, I can't say whether someone belongs in prison. I can say that's up to the jury, but I do say I think there's more than enough evidence there to indict.
What about having Congress get 218 votes to call her in contempt of Congress and empower a grand jury with subpoena power?
Well, I've been pushing that hard. I've been getting my colleagues trying to get on board to do that, and that's something that I'm not going to let up on.
I appreciate that. It seems like the others seem to have a defeatist attitude.
Now, look, we're there working. Congress has to realize, and the White House has to realize as well, that we work for the American people. It's not the other way around. And I'm just so excited to see the uprising now, the populist movement of the American people saying to us and the White House, hey, guys, we put you in there, we can take you out. And this isn't just, this is not a Republican, Democrat, independent thing. This is across the country. I hear it certainly in my home state of Pennsylvania, which is traditionally a Democrat state. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired of Washington. They're tired of the establishment, and they're tired of politicians. And someone will say to me, why Trump? Well, that's an easy answer. How's hasn't been gone the last 30 years with politicians being president. We're $20 trillion in debt, 20 million out of work or underemployed. The borders are wide open. Failed health care. The standard of living has decreased. Business is leaving the country in droves. Do I need to go on? I want a businessman who signs a front of paychecks. I want a man who calls it like it is, not afraid to, doesn't worry about being politically correct. And I want a man that is who says what the American people are thinking.
Are you endorsing Trump?
I was the first congressman to come out to endorse Donald Trump that had not endorsed anybody else. He was always my first choice.
What do you think is going to happen tonight? Is it going to unify?
We're unified, with the exception of Senator Cruz, and he blew a golden opportunity. But we don't need Senator Cruz to win this election. But he's going to his choice of Pence as a VP. Pence brought the House down last night. Laura Ingraham brought the House down. Newt did. But tonight, Donald is going to talk about making America great again, the specifics on how to do it, and to bring America, all of us together, one America.
Do you think, last question, do you think Donald can beat the criminal corruption of Hillary? Can he really win with her corruption?
He can win because as a prosecutor, I believe that the rule of law always prevails.
Thank you for your time, Congressman.
You bet, my bet. No, my pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Incredible commentary from Congressman Tom Moreno from Pennsylvania. Some of the most well-spoken statements I have ever heard from a congressman. Kurt, I want to get your take. I haven't heard a congressman be so bold. He said, I was a former prosecutor. There's enough evidence to indict Hillary. I'm going to push on that as a congressman to get that done. That has to happen. And can Donald beat Hillary? Well, the criminal corruption is out there, no question, but he believes that the truth will come to light and we'll have solutions there. I support him completely and pray that he's right. Kurt, your thoughts?
You know, it was interesting just to see the guy. And ladies and gentlemen, many of these interviews, you know, we put them together over the week. And when you add them all together and, you know, take the summary of them, this guy, you know, he pretty much does it. We'd never even really heard of him. He had the courage to be, didn't he say, the first congressman to endorse
Trump? Yes, he was the first congressman to endorse Trump, but it's not his second choice or anything else. It's always been Trump for him.
You know, and you at least I haven't really heard of him before, but he seemed, you know, pretty smart prosecutor, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, this is a guy who says, hey, you know, this is a man. So it's interesting to hear that and add it up. And, you know, he is in Pennsylvania. As far as I know, that's one of those. It's hard for me to keep track of which ones are the, quote, swing states, you know. But, you know, bottom line is that's, you know, like steel country and work, you know, working country. And I'm sure they've lost a lot of jobs in Pennsylvania. And
what an opportunity for the blue collar billionaire Donald Trump, huh?
That's what I think. You know, that's why I'm suggesting it's going to be a landslide for Donald Trump.
Well, what do you think, though, about his point that I'm going to keep pushing on this? I've been one of the key congressmen to push for accountability for Hillary here. We cannot let this stand. There's enough evidence, and I'm going to keep pushing on this, and more evidence will come out. I think he's on to something,
well,
Kurt.
It's a great idea. So many times we in the, I don't know if you call them the constitutional side or the, you know, more conservative side, have always just sat back and waited for the, you know, next shoe to drop from the other guys, you know, continually playing defense. And, you know, at least to me, if you work on the offense, because we've got a heck of a lot of offenses to deal with, you know, that's the smart way to move, I believe, instead of just waiting and playing defense on the regular basis.
When you make an incredible point, Kurt, that you know what, if you play defense all the time, you'll never win a game.
Yep.
Because you'll score points, right?
Points, and we've played defense for way too long and lost so many battles. We got to move the you know, the indicator back towards the Constitution, towards liberty and freedom. And there's a heck of a lot of movement to go, isn't there, Sam?
There is. And, you know, again, if we're going to compare Donald Trump to Hillary, I think it's hands down Donald without question. Now, I personally would love to see a Scott Bradley / Daryl Castle, or I should say it the opposite way, Daryl Castle / Scott Bradley ticket win. But I know they can't win. But what I would push for is that if Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley can become some of Trump's advisors, either maybe put in the cabinet, that's one way Donald could consolidate even more support and get the independent Americans and the Constitution Party people and a lot of those people available. Maybe you give the libertarian guy, Gary Johnson, and you give Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley and some of those guys maybe a little bit of an influence as an advisory role or somehow in your cabinet or involved in your administration in some way. You could really announce some of that early in the game and bring these people aboard and create a real coalition. If we don't do that very quickly, though, they're now saying that Gary Johnson's going to gain maybe 15%. If that happens, it might take enough votes away from Donald to let Hillary squeak by and win. That's kind of what happened.
You know,
with Bill Clinton.
I'd be really surprised.
And we've got to make sure it doesn't happen again.
I know I saw that report, but I'd be really surprised based on, you know, the things I've heard. We know that he took a VP pick of a, Weld, if I remember right, you know, it just doesn't make those libertarians, true libertarian is, very happy. So, you know, as far as I can see, it is a mixed up bag, but, you know, the standard media will not give those guys coverage. That's one of the reasons Ron Paul always said, hey, that's why I ran as a Republican, even though he did run for president as a Democrat or a libertarian years and years ago. You know, it's an insider's game, and it's Republicans or Democrats, pretty much the way it is.
You got that right. All I'm telling you is if he were to bring some of these people in from these third parties and garner their support, though, it could round out his administration with incredible advisors and make a big difference. And that's kind of what I'm hoping for now.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, everybody says, oh, that would never happen. But Donald Trump has done things a lot different than any of those advisors ever said it would happen.
Just imagine if Scott Bradley was put as the guy to say, look, you want to do this, Donald? It's a great idea. How do we constitutionally accomplish it?
Yeah, good point.
I mean, he's got a PhD in these things. He's incredibly, I mean, he's one of the greatest constitutional scholars this country's got. Just imagine if you would have said, look, it's a great idea. Here's what you want to do. But let's make sure we do it constitutionally. Wow, there you have it. There's the music, hour one of the can, hour two coming up. Half hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys, powermall.com or 877-817-9829. Also brought to you by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To get Raw Honey, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up, live from the Republican National Convention. Sam and Kurt on your radio, libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsdaily.com. LibertyNewsRadio.com. This nation shall endure.